Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And today on Weight Loss Surgery Success, this podcast you'll be interested in, we're going to talk about some of the pre-certification things, the hoops you need to jump through for trying to get some of the after-surgery procedures done. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark again. And today on this podcast, we're going to be talking to Kelly Cirillo, who is one of the pre-authorization specialists at the Plastic Surgery Center of Hampton Roads. This is a company. This is a group that we work with for many, many years. And she works with a lot of our patients then of how do you get pre-certified for some of these after-surgery procedures. A lot of them, especially like tummy tucks, breast lifts, breast reductions, she'd be the one that you'd be connecting with. So say hello, Kelly, to all our listeners out there.
Hey, everybody.
All right. So, Kelly, now this is something that's near and dear to your heart as well, kind of these looking down the road, because you're working on weight loss as well. Isn't that true?
That is right. I actually had gastric bypass surgery about 6 months ago, and next year, maybe around this time, I'll be getting ready to undergo my skin surgeries.
All right, very good. And when we talk about skin surgeries, obviously there's lots of different procedures that can be done, but probably the major ones that we're talking about here are which ones?
Well, it's called tummy tuck, or officially it's called paniculectomy. Gastric patients come in for either a breast reduction, a breast lift, body contouring surgery, basically.
Right, and it really can be any area. So we've talked about with some of the physicians over there at the Plastic Surgery Center of Hampton Roads, kind of different areas that we talk about, but probably the major ones really are the tummy tucks and breast lifts, kind of breast lifts, augmentations, can be reductions too, so a number of breast surgeries that can be done with that. So kind of, I guess when you're talking to people, when you're hearing them, give us some of the reasons why are people seeking out this type of surgery?
Well, after major weight loss, of course, people have the excess skin because, when we lose weight, sometimes our skin doesn't automatically go back like it would, let's say, if we were younger. And so we have, different degrees of excess skin. And with that comes complications of, irritations, rashes, infections that can happen. Also, when you talk about breasts, a person looks in the mirror and, at one point they had, a nice, body image, and then now they're looking in the mirror and they don't. And so, we really try to help people regain the self-confidence, that they need after, their hopes and dreams after having weight loss.
Right. Yeah, we'd love to be able to tell everyone that, boy, your skin is elastic and all snap right back where it belongs. But the reality is, as we get older, we lose a lot of that skin elasticity, and subsequently when someone loses a whole bunch of weight, that skin can be hanging. So we're often looking, and our patients are often looking for, kind of, can I get this we often say cosmetic surgery, but actually it can be done for medical reasons, as you alluded to there. But it's not just for, I want to look better. There are some real reasons that people can need this and want this. Like you said, skin rashes, irritation, back pain, infections, all those things are very common. But, one of the things that we always have to do is document it. when we talk about this kind of looking at getting approval for some of these surgeries that are done down the road, we sometimes want to be proactive and start looking at this, or not just think about it once you've lost the weight, but actually during that weight loss phase. So I'm going to kind of back up and throw this question at you. Kind of, how does a person go about, and what should the steps that they do to go about getting approvals for these surgeries?
Okay, well, like you said, the main number one thing that we need is documentation. During the process, it's very important to keep documentation and document if they're having skin irritations or rashes or the back pain. Also document, you know, what they're being prescribed for those symptoms. You know, if it's a yeast infection or if it's, you know, whatever kind of you know, symptom that they're having. Also, insurance companies won't even consider any kind of approval until 18 months after the weight loss surgery. It really isn't any good to actually see a patient before then, just because the insurance companies like you to lose all of your weight that you need to lose. Then they like to see a stable weight, whereas nothing goes up, nothing goes down, for about 3 to 6 months. Just because once you have the surgery, like a tummy tuck or, you know, a breast surgery of any kind, your body, if you gain some weight back or if you lose some weight more, it will change. And it may not look exactly what you want it to look like. So it really is imperative to be at the weight you want to be. And then alongside the documentation process, we also want to document the stable weight, just because that's what they look for. They look for a medical need of, like I said, skin irritations and rashes. We document that by taking photographs of the rashes in our office, and then we send all of the information to the insurance.
Right, and one of the things I encourage my patients to do is to kind of, like you said, take pictures of it. But even if there's not, if there's a rash that even isn't so bad they have to go see the physician, I often encourage them to contact your physician's office. I really encourage them to contact their primary care physician's office. Because sometimes if they're contacting their weight loss surgeon's office, the insurance companies kind of look at that as, well, they're just in cahoots with the plastic surgeons, and you know, they're trying to get them approved, so they're going to write this down. But if they'll contact their primary care physician office, just so it can be documented that they're having this problem, we can see it over and again. If you've got pictures, and even if they didn't have to see the physician, often they just talk to the nurse at their primary care physician, and they'll give them some tips of what to do. But at least if it's documented that it's happening, because if it's not documented, it never happened. That's basically what they're going to look like. So you want to start collecting this documentation early. That's a very important point, I think, that I think you would probably definitely agree with that.
Well, I always tell my patients to actually go to their primary care physician, just because I know that sometimes we may get like a rash or something that we want to take care of ourselves, and we may not want to pay that copay or take the time off of work to see our PCP. However, it really is the best thing to do is to actually go and see the doctor, just because it becomes official record and because you actually have documentation. Even when you just like make a phone call or something, it may get noted in their account or their chart, but it may not be official. So that, or what happens too, is they can actually call in like a prescription or something like that, and then if they do that, then it becomes official documentation. But just talking to a nurse about it sometimes is not It's not that it's not the best, but it's a better way is to actually see the doctor.
Right. I would totally agree with that statement. Like you said, sometimes it isn't practical to go in, or isn't but there are reasons that, but it encourage people, yes, if they can see the physician, that is the best way to document it. And it's going to be very important looking down the road. As you mentioned, a lot of insurance companies won't even think about this for 18 months. And so there's a lot of time there. And so usually by then, you know, the weight has stabilized, like you mentioned. So kind of, go ahead.
Sometimes we run into also that patients are surprised that they have to get all this documentation in order for me to get the authorization request, just because they feel like their insurance company already knows that they've been having to deal with issues. And it's really a common misconception because, unfortunately, insurance companies don't keep our records, and we have to send in all the records with authorization requests. When I run into that, I try to explain to the patient that we really need to get the documentation pretty much right away, excuse me, because if it takes too long to gather the documentation, let's say you see, you know, the plastic surgeon, and then 3 months later you finally get all the documentation, sometimes the insurance companies will call back and say, well, I'm sorry, you have to have another consultation because it's been so long. And so it really, really does benefit the patient to gather this documentation as they go throughout their process.
Right. I think that's a very good point. You mentioned that it can take a long while. So just kind of say that I'm at my 18 months, and I've been kind of getting this documentation from my PCP. We've got a few pictures and all that. And I walk in the door, I see the plastic surgeon, and then they're going to have me talk to you. And one of the first questions I'm going to ask you is, how long is this process going to take before I can be in the operating room?
That's exactly right. I hear that question every day. and it really does depend totally on the gathering documents process. It really does depend on that, because if I have to wait for, you know, 2-4 weeks to wait for documents, it could take 2 to 3 months. It really varies from insurance company to insurance company, because once I send it into the insurance company, it really does vary with their caseload and their backlog of, you know, cases that they're working on at the time. Unfortunately, I have to tell patients all the time that there's no magic wand and there's no guarantee. But all I can do is just submit it with the most documentation and try our best.
Bottom line is you need plenty of documentation, and you have to be a little bit patient because it may take a few weeks to a few months to finally get this approved.
That's correct.
Now, a lot of insurance companies may or may not approve it. So I guess one question you probably hear all the time too is, do insurance companies always cover this?
That I also get that question as well. And unfortunately, some insurances do not cover this type of surgery, even though we may have medical need and it's necessary. But to benefit the patient, it really, just like when weight loss surgery, they were trying to get approved for weight loss surgery. If they called their benefits on the back of their insurance card, the phone number, and asked if that procedure is covered, then they would have a better idea going into trying to get authorization. Now, I did have a case just recently that I was able to prove medical necessity, and even though her policy didn't cover it, they decided that she really did need this surgery, you know, the tummy tuck surgery for her infections, and they went ahead and approved it. So that's a rarity, however, it is possible.
Right, that's interesting, because I don't know that I've heard of that. Because typically, if they say they don't do it, that's their out, so to speak, and they'll say, yeah. Oh, we can cover this. But if not, I guess if they really looked proactive, and that, I think that's a good thing. I wish they'd do it in weight loss surgery, because they typically don't.
I agree with that.
I mean, I've never heard of that happen with a weight loss surgery. If it's an excluded part of it, they don't cover it, no matter what you say. But that's interesting that they may cover it, that you still may have some input there, even if it's already kind of written that, oh, we don't cover it. So it don't give up hope, I guess. There's the answer there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We, at our office, we try for everybody. We try for every patient, and we will fight and we will appeal, you know, to try to get people help.
All right. Well, Kelly, that's great. Any big other tidbits you have for the patients before we kind of wind this all down?
No, I think that was pretty much it.
Okay. Well, okay. If someone's interested in seeing one of the surgeons over at Plastic Surgery of Hampton Roads, how do they start this process?
Well, basically you call and you make a consultation appointment and you talk to a patient counselor and they will make the appointment with whoever, whatever doctor you want to see, you know, your preference of choice, and just call the main number and make the appointment.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Kelly, thank you very much for sharing this information with us. I know a lot of our patients will be interested in this. If you're looking for more information from me concerning kind of weight loss or just overall health, I would encourage you go to our website, LosingWeightUSA, that's LosingWeightUSA.com, sign up. I do a free webinar every single week, and you can ask questions. You have access to me about any weight loss topic. So, I'd like to thank you all for listening. We're signing off. Thank you again, Kelly. Take care, everyone. We'll see you on the next podcast. Talk to you on the next podcast. Remember, it's your life. Take a healthy one. Goodbye, everyone.